You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
There's no need even to have a college degree. At all, or even high school. If somebody graduated from a great university, that may be an indication that they will be capable of great things, but it's not necessarily the case. If you look at, say, people like Bill Gates, or Larry Ellison, Steve Jobs, these guys didn't graduate from college. But if you had a chance to hire them, of course, that would be a good idea.
I would love to talk to Elon Musk, so I'm sure that would be ridiculously fun. I would love to find out. I'd like to ask him about his thought process. And also, I'm really curious about how in the world he manages to do multiple impossible things, because doing one impossible thing is impossible, but doing like five impossible things is the product of five impossibilities, and that just seems like hyper impossible. But he's managed it. Think about it. Think about what he did. He built an electric car, which is like hard. And then he built a rocket, and then he blasted the car into space on his rocket. Like that's not real. That doesn't happen. But it did happen, and he did it. And so I would love to talk to him.
It's very difficult to start companies, and quite painful. I think that's important to bear in mind. I don't know if that's probably not encouraging. Let me put it this way. If you need inspiring words, don't do it. A challenge for entrepreneurs is to say, well, what's the difference between really believing in your ideals and sticking to them versus pursuing some unrealistic dream that right. doesn't actually have merit? And that is a really difficult thing to tell. Can you tell the difference between those two things? So you need to be sort of very rigorous in yourself. Self-analysis. I think certainly extremely tenacious, and then just work like hell. I mean, you just have to put in, 80 to 100 hour weeks every week. And there need to be reasons to get up in the morning. Life can't just be about solving problems. Otherwise, what's the point? There's got to be things that people find inspiring and make life worth living.
If you're creating a company or if you're joining a company, the most important thing is to attract great people. So either join a group that's amazing, that you really respect, or if you're building a company, you've got to gather great people. I mean, all a company is a group of people that have gathered together to create a product or service. And so depending upon how talented and hardworking that group is and the degree to which they are focused cohesively in a good direction, that will determine the success of the company.
Who do you think is really leading the way forward?
I think SpaceX, probably because of Elon coming from South Africa, having the competitive spirit to make a good bit of money at PayPal, mm-hmm. and then put that into his dreams. Elon would like to get involved in selling launches to the Air Force, mm-hmm. But he's being opposed some. He almost went broke. He had three failures. One more, in his words, would have taken him out of the business of rocket launches. Mm-hmm. He sort of succeeded on that one, pretty much. Has a very good rocket, a very good price. I asked him if he wanted to maybe lead efforts toward Mars by allowing people to use his rocket on their project to fly by of Mars, mm-hmm. and then combining it.
With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Whether you're looking to buy your dream home or rent a sweet apartment, give Redfin your gotta-have-it wish list of property features, and you'll receive real-time notifications tailored just for you. Ready to see it up close and personal? Scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Don't wait to find your perfect match. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
The company, I'm in touch with very wealthy people, or maybe in Dubai, Abu Dhabi, mm-hmm. and perhaps we could have some investment money. Mm-hmm. He said, no, we don't need any money. We'll do it ourselves.
The space business is quite hard to start a company in the space business because it's such a capital intensive business. So it may be better to do something in solar power, or if you're going to do it in cars, do it in as kind of a component supplier for cars or something like that.
That all those things improve the odds of success.
Okay.
I mean, if other people are putting in 40-hour work weeks and you're putting in 100-hour work weeks, then even if you're doing the same thing, you know that you will achieve in 4 months what it takes them a year to achieve.
When I was a kid, I was wondering kind of what's the meaning of life? Like, why are we here? What's it all about? And I came to the conclusion that what really matters is trying to understand the right questions to ask. And the more that we can increase the scope and scale of human consciousness, the better we are able to ask these questions. If somebody is doing something that is useful to the rest of society, I think that's a good thing. Like, it doesn't have to change the world. If you're doing something that has high value to people, I mean, I think that's fine. Like, stuff doesn't need to be changed the world just to be good. But you know, in terms of things that I think are most likely to affect the future of humanity, I think AI is probably the single biggest item in the near term that's likely to affect humanity. So it's very important that we have the advent of AI in a good way. If you could look into the crystal ball and see the future, you would like that outcome, because it is something that could go wrong. As we've talked about many times, we really need to make sure it goes right. Working on AI and making sure it's a great future, that's the most important thing, I think, right now. Obviously, anything to do with genetics, if you can actually solve genetic diseases, prevent dementia or Alzheimer's or something like that with genetic reprogramming, that would be wonderful. So I think this genetics, it might be the sort of second most important item. I think having a high bandwidth interface to the brain, like, we're currently bandwidth limited. We have a digital tertiary self in the form of our email capabilities, our computers, phones, applications. We're effectively superhuman, but we're extremely bandwidth constrained in that interface between the cortex and your sort of that tertiary digital form of yourself. And helping solve that bandwidth constraint would be, I think, very important for the future as well. On signal over noise, a lot of companies get confused. They spend money on things that don't actually make the product better. So, for example, at Tesla, we've never spent any money on advertising. We put all of the money into R&D and manufacturing and design to try to make the car as good as possible. I think that's the way to go. So, for any given company, just can keep thinking about, are these efforts that people are expending, are they resulting in a better product or service? And if they're not, stop those efforts. You may have heard me say that it's good to think in terms of the physics approach of first principles, which is, rather than reasoning by analogy, you boil things down to the most fundamental truths you can imagine and you reason up from there. And this is a good way to figure out if if something really makes sense, or if it's just what everybody else is doing. It's hard to think that way. You can't think that way about everything. It takes a lot of effort. But if you're trying to do something new, it's the best way to think. And that framework was developed by physicists to figure out counterintuitive things, like quantum mechanics. So it's really a powerful method. You guys are the magicians of the 21st century. You know, don't let anything hold you back. Imagination is the limit, and go out there and create some magic.